Great Soken had this miller out of doubt, with wheat and malt and all the land about. And namely, there was a great college, men cleepeth the Solar Hall of Cambridge. There was their wheat and eke their malty ground, and on a day it happened in a stound. Sick lay the manciple in a malady. Men wenden wisely that he should die, for which this miller stole both meal and corn 100 times more than before. For therebefore he stole but courteously, but now he was a thief outrageously, for which the warden chid and made fair. But thereof set the miller not a tear. He cracked boast and swore it was not so. Then were there young, poor scholars too, that dwelten in the hall of which I say. Testive they were, and lusty for to play, and only for their mirth and revelry, upon the warden busily they cry, to give them leave, but a little stound, to go to mill and see their corny ground. And hardily they durst lay their neck, the miller should not steal them half a peck of corn by sleight, nor by force them reeve. And at the last the warden gave them leave. John hight that one, and Alan hight that other. Of one town were they born, that hight Struther, far in the north I cannot tell where. This Alan maketh ready all his gear, and on a horse the sack he cast anon. Forth goes Alan the clerk, and also John, with good sword and with buckler by his side. John knew the way, he needed no guide, and at the mill the sack adown he layth. Alan spoke first, "All hail, Simon, in faith! How fares thy fair daughter and thy wife?" "Alan, welcome," quod Simkin, "by my life, and John also. How now? What do you here?" "By God," quod John, "Simon need has na peer. He bows serve himself that has na swain, or else he is a fool, as clerk sayn. Our manciple, I hope he will be dead. Swow works I the wanges in his head. And therefore is I come, and eke Alane, to grind our corn and carry it aim again. I pray ye, speed us, Evan, that ye may."
"It shall be done," quod Simkin, "by my fay. What will you do while that it is in hand?"
"By God, right by the upper will I stand," quod John, "and see how the corn gas in. Yet saw I never, by my father kin, how that the upper wags till and fra."
Alan answered,
"John, I wilt a swear? Then will I be beneath by my crown, and see how that the meal falls down into the trough. That shall be my disport. For John, in faith, I may be of your sort. I is as ill a miller as a ye."